94.1 CJOC. It's the first Wednesday of the month, and that means Constable Davis is on the phone answering your questions for LA 5-0. How are you this morning, Constable Davis?
I am fantastic, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing really well, thanks. Have you been paying attention to the Tokyo Olympics at all?
Very little, to be honest.
I gotta ask, is there a sport that you excelled at? If you were an Olympian, what would your sport be?
I'm going to say diving. And the only reason I'm saying that is an old colleague of mine, his son is in the Olympics this year at 16 years old for diving. So I've been following that a little bit. So if he can do it, why can't I?
See, I thought you would have said maybe the marathon running because you guys have the police marathon coming up, don't you?
Yes, I've never dove before, though. And I've ran a marathon before, and I would not excel at that.
All right, well, give us some of the details on that police marathon that is coming up.
Yeah, so the police marathon is September 18th this year. It's going to be live. Last year's a Route 12 run. It's for Special Olympics athletes in Lethbridge, law enforcement torch run. So we're really looking forward to it, hoping to get a good turnout. And you can go on our website, Facebook page or our website, or LETR Alberta to register.
Let's talk about the STEP program. And are you guys focusing on new drivers for the month of August?
We are. You know, new drivers are, you know, still learning to drive. They pass the basics parts of driving, but they still got a little ways to go. And statistically, they make more mistakes than older drivers. So we just want to really make sure that they're very, very careful out there. Summertime, there's a lot of pedestrians out. So those new drivers need to be, you know, extra careful this month.
One more question before we let you go. And there's been a lot of change in the city and the province lately with mask mandates, COVID-19, things like that. From a crime standpoint, from a police standpoint, how have you seen things change in the city over the last few weeks with the mask mandate going away and maybe things getting a little bit more busier around Lethbridge?
The one thing I've seen is people happier. It's nice to see people smile, that kind of stuff. And we're just hoping the numbers stay down so that we can continue on this trend that we're going with and not have to go back to the masks. But the crime aspect, we haven't seen an increase, that kind of stuff.
All right, good to know. If you have questions, you can get them in. The first Wednesday of every month, Constable Davis is on the phone to answer. MyLethbridgeNow.com, a great place to get those questions in. Constable Davis, thanks for your time this morning, and good luck with your future endeavors diving.
Thank you very much.